Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We welcome you to our prayer, praise, and deliverance, hour of power. Today is Thursday, June the 8th, 2023. I like to call this our Thankful Thursday. Truly, we are so grateful for all the Lord has done. And I know the Lord has been doing some great things in your life as well. And we just want to together lift up Jesus and thank him for all of his many blessings. Glory be to God. I know it brings joy to the heart of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When we could just reflect on his goodness, saints, truly do give honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to the great visionary of this ministry, our beloved Pastor Darling Bundage, a powerful and anointed woman of God, chosen by God for such a time as this. And truly, we do give honor to Apostle Horsley. He's on the road, and I'm sure he will join us soon. Pat, also, we want to give honor to all whose honor is due, Pastor Scholastica, as well as every anointed facilitator that comes so faithfully every morning to lift up the name of Jesus and to give praise reports and to give the word of God and to share our prayer requests. Glory be to God. How many of you know we serve a prayer answering God? He hears our prayers and he answers them. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He is just a wonderful God. And so we come with the hearts of thanksgiving and praise. Hallelujah. I have a little song in my spirit, and I just want to sing a little bit. Hallelujah. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given us Jesus Christ, his Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. And let the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. I got to sing that song again. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given us Jesus Christ, his Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. And let the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. Let's give thanks. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Lord, we come this morning with a heart of gratitude, Lord. We come humbly before your throne of grace, O God, not for any form or fashion, but we come because we recognize we have need of you the more, Lord. O God, we are your children. You are our Heavenly Father. And, Lord, we want to thank you for your dear darling Son, oh, God, giving his life for us, that we may, oh, God, have forgiveness of our sins. He shed his blood that we may have the remission of sins and that we may have the right to eternal life, that we may have a right to the abundant life in Christ Jesus. Lord, we thank you this morning for your holy presence. We reverence your holiness this morning. We reverence your splendor. We reverence, oh God, your righteousness. Oh God, we come to thank you for being our Lord. Oh Father, we thank you for your dear darling son, Jesus Christ. Oh God, we thank you for being our Lord, our Savior, our King of Kings, our Lord of Lords. Oh God, you're so powerful, oh God. Oh God, you are just, oh God, so great, and you're so greatly to be praised. Oh God, you are, oh God, our Savior, our intercessor. You are our mediator. Oh God, you become our advocate, our propitiation. Lord, we are so grateful today that you stood in the gap for us. You paid a debt, Lord, that we could never pay. Oh God, we thank you. Oh Heavenly Father, thank you for the sacrifice of your dear darling son, Jesus. I know it was the blood. Hallelujah. I know it was the blood for me. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for shedding your blood for all of mankind, oh, God. Oh, God, we come, oh, God, thanking you, Lord, recognizing that without you, we could not make it. You woke us up this morning. We want to thank you, Lord, for the activities of our limbs. We want to thank you, Lord, oh, God, for being in our right minds. Thank you for giving us a mind to praise you, to worship you, to exalt your holy name. Oh, God, we reverence who you are. You are holy, oh, God. Oh, God, and you told us to be holy, oh, God. Oh, God, we are, oh, God, the reflections of you, Lord. We are your people, the sheep of your pasture. We recognize that it's you who have made us and not we ourselves. We come to exalt you. We come to magnify you, Lord. We feel like David this morning. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that's within me. Bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that's within me. Lord, we'll never forget that it's you who forgives all of our iniquities. It's you who healeth all of our diseases. It's you who renews our youth as the eagle. Oh, God, it's you, Lord God. Oh, God, who paid the debt, oh, God, for our blessed salvation. Lord, we come, oh God, humble as we know how, thanking you and exalting you. Oh God, continue to bless, oh God, as only you can, Lord God. We thank you, oh God, for our lives, health, and strength. Lord, we ask that you would bless everyone who have joined us on this prayer line. Continue to bless prayer, praise, and deliverance ministry, oh God. Continue to bless those that come so faithfully seeking the more of you, seeking to go higher, seeking to go deeper in you, Lord. God, we thank you, Lord, because you've been so, so good to us. Oh, God, you are so awesome. Oh, God, we thank you today, Lord. Oh, God, we ask that you would continue to look down on those who are unsaved this morning. Oh, God, we bring them before you, Lord. Oh, God, we ask that you would, oh, God, cause them to turn to you, Lord. And, God, we pray for the backslider that they return unto you, Lord, before it's too late. And, God, before we go any further, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins this morning. Wash us in your precious blood. Oh, God, we feel like David. Search us, Lord God. If you find any wicked way within us, Lord, we ask that you would remove it. Keep us on the potter's wheel, Lord. Oh, God, mold us and shape us after your will, Lord. God, now we pray for those who are ill, those who are suffering from sicknesses of various kinds on this prayer line and everywhere. Oh, God, we pray for the sick everywhere. We pray for those, oh, God, who's sick in body, sick in mind, sick in their emotions. God, we pray that you would heal the sin sick soul in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray your healing virtue would flow, oh, God, throughout the bodies of those who are infirm this morning, Lord. Heal those who are suffering from cancer. Heal those that's suffering from high blood pressure. Heal those that's suffering from various heart conditions. Heal those that's suffering from lupus. Heal those that's suffering from sarcoidosis. Heal those that's suffering from sickle cell anemia. Heal those, oh, God, that's suffering in their pancreas. Oh, God, we ask right now that you regulate every organ in our bodies in the name of Jesus. We bind every sickness of every kind in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we loose your healing virtue in the name of Jesus upon the lives, oh, God, the bodies, the minds of your people everywhere. God, we come against those who's mentally unbalanced. We come against those that's bipolar, schizophrenic, paranoid. God, we come against every evil, demonic, mental attack against your people everywhere, here, there, and everywhere. Heal for your glory in the name of Jesus, for you were wounded for our transgressions. You was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace is upon you. And by your stripes, the sick are healed everywhere of every condition. Lord, you took 39 stripes, Lord. You were so cruelly beaten, but Lord, you took 39 stripes to heal every major disease. Oh, God, we thank you. We say yes. We're in agreement with your word. We're like the woman who touched you. Oh, God, they had the issue of blood. We may not have an issue of blood tonight, this morning, but we may have other issues. But, Lord, we are touching the hem of your garment. In other words, we're in agreement with what your words say, Lord. Oh, God, we are believing, oh, God. Oh, God, for instantaneous healing. We're praying for miraculous healings today, Lord. We come against the powers of darkness. We reverse every family curse in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray, oh, God, that your perfect will be loosed in our lives. Your perfect will be done on earth as it is in heaven, concerning all of us on this mind and all of your people everywhere, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come against, oh, God, the fires that is broken out in Canada and other places, Lord. We come against the poison of the smoke, oh, God, infiltrating other states here in the United States, in New York and New Jersey and other states that's affected by this smoke. Lord, reverse this smoke. Oh, God, we pray that these fires would be put out, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, we pray that you would stop this evil flow of fires and smoke. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We send it back to the pit from which it come. Oh, God, we pray for your divine protection upon your people here, then everywhere, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said you are a refuge. You said you are our strength. You said you are very present help in the time of trouble, Lord. You said many are the afflictions of the righteous. But you said, Lord, you would deliver us out of them all. Lord, we're standing in faith. We're believing right now together, Lord, that the powers of darkness would be gone, oh God, from your people, from our cities. God, we come against the spirit of murder. We come against the spirit of suicide. We come against the spirit of homicide. God, we come against every demonic attack of the enemy, oh, God, against your people in the name of Jesus. God, we come against the drug cartels, oh, God. Oh, God, we come against, oh, God, drug addiction of all kinds. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, we pray for drug busts in our cities. We pray for gun busts in our city. We come against human trafficking in our cities and states. God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we ask that you would forgive us of our sins. God, you said, if my people who are called by my name would just humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way, then you said, Lord, you would forgive our sins. You would heal our land, oh God. Oh God, you said you would hear and forgive, oh God. Oh God, you said you would heal our land. Lord, our land is sick, oh God. The people are sick, God. Oh God, we pray, Lord, that you would heal right now in the name of Jesus. Turn the hearts of the sons back to the Father. Turn the hearts of the Father back to the Son. God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, shake us, wake us as a people, Lord. Help us to return to you, Lord. For you said that, oh God, that sacrifice, oh God, is good. But you say obedience is better. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Oh, God, help us to turn to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help us to learn to acknowledge you in all of our ways. Oh, God, you said that you would direct our path as we acknowledge you. Help us to stop leaning on our own understanding. Help us to lean on your word. Oh, God, help us to trust and obey. There's no other way. Oh, God, we believe your word. We believe your will, God. Help us to walk in your word, God, today, Lord. Oh, God, your word is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto your path. Oh, God, your light, your word, oh, God, have we hid in our hearts that we may not sin against you, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you for your word. Oh, God, we thank you, oh, God, for your truth, oh, God. For you said we will know the truth, oh, God, and the truth will set us free. Set your people free today, Lord. So many people are bound in, oh, God, erroneous doctrine. So many people are bound in sin and all types of bondages. But, Lord, you break it. Oh, God, let your anointing destroy every yoke upon the minds and the hearts of the people. Break every chain of sin. Break every chain of wickedness. God, in the name of Jesus, may we all line up with your word. Save in the church. Save everywhere, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for global conviction of sin. We pray for global repentance. We pray for global salvation. Oh, God, have your way here, there, and everywhere, God. Deliver and set free for your glory, God. Oh, God, we are depending on you. Our eyes are on you, Lord. We dare not look to the left or the right. Oh, God, continue to bless our pastor, Darlene Bundage. Continue to strengthen her body, Lord. God, we thank you for delivering her, oh, God, from the symptoms of the flu. God, we thank you for her divine healing even now in the name of Jesus. We pray for divine healing even on this line. God, we thank you for healing Apostle Horsley's hip. We pray, oh, God, for divine intervention, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless us one. Bless us all. Remember those that are suffering, oh, God, for bereavement this morning. Oh, God, we pray that you would comfort the hearts of all those who are bereaved today. Wrap your loving arms around them, Lord. Help them to know that you are the God of all comfort, God of all consolation. Grant them the oil of joy for the spirit of mourning. Grant them the garment of praise, oh, God. Oh, God, for the garment, oh, God, of heaviness. God, give them more of you, Lord. Help them to seek you, Lord. Oh, God, we know that you hear the cries of your people today, Lord. Oh, God, remember those who are facing surgery on today. Guide the surgeon's hand, Lord, for you are the master physician. Oh, God, we thank you for successful surgeries in your name today. God, heal. Give them a quick recovery in the name of Jesus. We pray for divine favor in the name of Jesus for those who are facing court appointments today, Lord. We pray, oh God, that you would grant them your favor, God, as only you could do it, God. You bless today, here, there, and everywhere, God. You hear the cries. You know the needs of your people. You are not missing, God. Lord, work everything out for our good, the good, bad, and the ugly. We know you can turn it around for our good. God, teach us to be still and know that you are God. God, we lift every prayer request this morning unto you, Lord, every unspoken request. Just have your way, God. We don't have to wait for the battle to be over, but we can shout now, for we are children of faith, God. You said without faith, we cannot please you. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. Bless us one and all. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen, amen, and amen. Did Apostle Horsley, are you there, Apostle? Praise the Lord. Well, he'll be joining us.
Did you hear me now?
But right. Oh, you are. There you go. All right. Yes, we just had, went on in the prayer and praise, and we're just checking to see if you would like to have something to say as well. Praise the Lord. I'll put it in your hand, and we'll go from there. God bless you, man of God.
Praise the Lord. Yes, we thank God for being here this morning.
Yes, Lord.
We thank God for all that he's doing right now in the name of Jesus. We thank God for moving by his spirit and by his power. Hallelujah. We thank God because there's none like him. As we are coming up, very interested, a scenario will come up. Sometimes things happen, and this is a full-time job, serving the Lord and serving his people. Great responsibility when God blesses you to carry his word. And I was thinking about it, you know, because a lot of times we hear a lot of things, but we pray especially against the spirit of suicide. Yeah, another suicide occurred. Somebody I know the family, you know. And I said, Lord, this is something. So many people committing suicide. And the thing is that a lot of them were young, not teenagers, were young adults. And they're killing themselves in front of their parents and stuff. And the last one was interesting because about yesterday, and this young man here, he decided that he was in love. And because he was in love, the girl got tired of, somebody got tired of each other, but he didn't want to see it with nobody else. So he decided that he would take his life. And he did. Then he told me, he was there because reaching that for his mother, telling her not to worry about it, you know. And I wanted to put that mother on the prayer list. And how do you comfort a mother like that? I told the person, I said, that mother needs prayer. And the lady, it was her son's best friend. I said, well, number one, don't follow your friend. If he's in a gang, sometimes they make a pact that they're going to cover each other and follow each other. But I said, you tell him, please don't follow his friend. You know, if he's his best friend, he didn't know what to do. Don't go kill himself. Else they'll come and carry him straight to hell. She said, did he go to hell? I said, yeah. There's no forgiveness for self-murder, which brought me to the fact that a lot of times what the Lord has shown me or what's coming to mind is that that means that you have no respect for the life that God gave you. And then, with the same respect, a lot of people figure that God made a mistake, you know, when it comes to this LGB stuff, you know, that God wanted to, the woman with the man like that, they figure out what they're doing is okay. But then it's like, you know, it's like you're saying that God did not know what he was doing, you know. But God is too wise to make a mistake. I'm going to try to, with the prayer, to see if we could get to the lady and offer a prayer there, because that's a devastating thing. Those are, they turned into a heart and memory, you know, that Satan just comes to steal your life. Just like that, you know, for no reason. So I told the person, well, if they were going to church just a little bit more, that's what I do, go a little bit more, you would have probably been able to talk to them or invite them to church and stuff. So it's very imperative that we make things known and begin to speak to everybody. I'm going to pause to see a thing in a minute here. I'm just stopping for right now. I said it's important that we just begin to, everywhere we go, tell people about the gospel of Jesus Christ, because you just don't know when somebody has this on their mind. We have one person that comes to the service at the Towels, and as we were praying, as we get there, they were upstairs in the building contemplating suicide. They said it was such a fight to come downstairs there. And what they did, they came downstairs, and the power of God got him. Changed his mind. He started crying, and the evangelist hugged him, you know, and his life changed. You could see the change in his countenance. And he said, I was upstairs there, a senior just wanting to kill themselves because they were under stress. They wanted to commit suicide, but it was the word that reached them, you know, and the word that changed their life, you know. And I was just as inspired to say this morning, we're going to get your prayer requests and everything, that we just have to press in. I'm going to say this here, and then we're going to get your prayer requests. The other, last week it was a Friday, a week ago, maybe 2 weeks, time's going by so fast now. Somebody told me that, traffic is backed up. It was the holiday weekend there. And it's blocked up on 295-95. It's probably going to run into bad traffic all the way down to Tampa. And I started figuring out different routes to go that I could avoid this traffic. And the minute I started out, so Lord, I pray that, you know, that this here traffic be well. But before, while I was here thinking, the Spirit of the Lord said, use your gift. That's when I prayed, Lord, I need this here to go down there. I don't really want to be stuck in traffic. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Just that short prayer. When I pulled up out of the yard, turned, got on 295, there was one little thing on the side, a ticket or something over there, the police lights were going. But I had a smooth route all the way down to Tampa, no traffic. So you have the gift to talk to God. You have the gift to pray for him, you know. Someone was sick on yesterday. I talked to the person, and I said, did you pray for them? Did you lay hands? They said, no, I couldn't lay hands on them. I got to get myself right. I know the person about 40 years or more than 40. He was raised together. I said, well, why didn't you pray for them? I got to get myself together. And I said, you're still trying to get yourself together after 40 years, but the Bible says, the word says, these signs shall follow them that believe. If you believe in Christ, you can lay hands on people. You can pray for people. You have to, you know, a lot of people, I don't know, everybody's called to sit behind the pulpit, but everybody's called to the ministry of reconciliation or the center of word of comfort. I mean, if someone is sick before you, the last thing they want you to do is just start staying there, hoping to start crying for them. Say that God, you know, you have to give them a word. God's going to make everything all right. It's going to be all right. From the words that you have somewhere along the line, you have enough prenatal care if you're not strong in the Lord to help somebody through. And that's what we come here every morning. We pray, and God send word, hallelujah to God, and God strengthen, and God be blessing. And it was all on my mind the last few days in the middle of the day. I said, Lord, I was having a worship service to praise God. That's for our pastor, Darlene. She said that there's some type of thing that occurred, and her body just don't feel right. And I started talking to God. I said, God, we need every soldier on the field, Lord God. And she stands at the helm, oh Lord God. And when somebody is called, like the Moses, the leader, or something, that stands at the helm, they need a prayer 24/7 because that's where the adversary wants to attack so that it could stop the flow of the prayer. So you have to keep that in prayer. This is not just the hour power prayer for the 1 hour, but this is a lifelong prayer that we've been about 20 years, maybe so, give some more or less. But the prayer has to continue. I don't want to talk too long. It has to continue. It has to be continuously. And the words of prayer and supplication, these words should not depart from your mouth. You have to be able to get in there and begin to pray and begin to worship God continuously. I know Peggy, honey, not Peggy, Minister Mary there, she mentioned Peggy, Sister Peggy and other people. You know, these things, they have to stay with you because God has given you, you have a charge to keep, my God to glorify, to send this word to God throughout the day. People are everywhere. You know, you go places, and I heard a strange saying there. Somebody called me, and it was a holiday weekend. I said, well, how's your weekend going? I said, no, I'm not going anywhere because you go out on the weekend, you get shot. I said, well, a terrible thing to have in your mind that if you go out that somebody's going to kill you. That, to me, that says, that signifies that you're not spending time in worshiping and praising God. You're not calling down the power that be in the power of heaven, righteousness, joy, peace, and the Holy Ghost. And the same person that told me that, it was her son's friend that committed suicide. Then they want to hear the gospel. But don't wait till it gets too late and somebody take their lives and this here spirit comes into the family or this confusion come in there. Because we know who come to rob, kill, steal, and destroy. So that's what was on my heart to talk to you about, that you have to be vigilant. Don't be ignorant of Satan's device, hallelujah to God, because the summertime is here. We got our children, our grandchildren, our siblings, everybody's out there, and everybody's is exposed to everything. So what we have is we have our gift. We have the gift of prayer. We are saved. We have the power to enter into the throne of God 24/7, day or night. People call and they pray, hallelujah. It doesn't stop. It's a continuous thing that we have to go. We have to keep the ministry going. I'm quite sure that the price of the broadcast then went up. Everything else went up sky high. You go to the store, you can't hardly get up a piece of cake for they want to buy. Want you to buy two for $4 or two for $5, and it was just a snack cake for 75 cents a few a year or so ago. So times are changing. And God's the same yesterday, today, forever. He required you to give the 10% of the tithe, the 10% of the day, 2 hours, 40 minutes, whatever. And we have to be serious about believing the word of God and standing on his word and on his promise that it cannot fail. Well, my time, that's my little say. I get off my little soapbox now. Well, good morning, everyone. It's a blessing to be here. These were just things that were on my heart. They encourage everybody to press through, hallelujah to God. As we press through, we want to worship God and not only just stop at this time. I'm not telling you to just continuously bombard everybody, but everything in decent and moderation, but you have to be ready because everywhere you go, you have to prepare yourself to go into it. You don't know who is sick, but I understand a lot of times just your presence being there. Sometimes you don't have to be there. You can look on a situation when it would divert a situation, hallelujah to God. You have a danger seen and danger that on scene. So you just have to keep yourself in the spirit. They say walk in the spirit, worship there, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Things are changing, and we don't want no tragic summer. We don't want everyone's children getting hurt or a balance come within the walls of our dwelling or in our space where we're walking at. But we want to be a blessing. We want to walk like Peter and them did, that the people will begin to bring their carts out in the street. They brought the carts out in the street because they knew that wherever these persons, wherever these disciples were, there was a aura about them, that they were just in the very shadow of Peter. Because God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. You don't know what effect that you have on people by just your presence being there. Once you open up your mouth and the salutation begin. Now, sister-in-law said something that Pastor Donnie said, sometimes you just meet somebody somewhere and you start talking, and after a while they perceive that you are a person of God. That anointing comes. Not only for them, but it comes to protect you, put a hedge about you, hallelujah to God. So we have to know who you are in Christ and know that you serve the Almighty God. Hallelujah. There was a wonderful evangelist. I heard the prayer, but that was on my heart, not preaching over you or anything like that. But we're here to try to give the best that we have in these services to God and try to fortify the people while we're here, because this is a fierce attack that the adversary is fighting against us with. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Well, we're going to open up the lines. I guess it was a good place to praise God, and we want to get your prayer requests, and we're going to want to go to hold Pastor Dolly up and praying that whatever it is that keep coming, that God will just put a hedge of protection around the house and send ministering angels to protect and to consecrate the ear in her space, that whatever it is that's trying to attack, that they will feel the presence of God, and that those are things that would be just flee. Amen. Okay, man. So, well, the lines, we're going to open the lines, and we're going to get you a prayer request if you have a testimony, because we'll hear that, and we just want to keep in mind that we have to go forth. Things have changed. It got serious. It looked like everybody came out and they want to run for the president of this United States, hallelujah to God, and we need God to intervene at this time, that the right candidate be there, and that God protects us while we go through, and that God gives us a mind to be frugal and to watch our finances, and please support the ministry, because this ministry has been a blessing to a number of people. Have people that were lifelong prayer warriors here, and they did the same. Just want to encourage that. We're going to put this in the hands of Pastor Dolly. I'm not going anywhere. But we want to get your prayer requests, and we want to give us space in case the Lord has given us something. And then we're going to open the line to be open to receive your requests. That'll be okay. Amen. Pastor Dolly.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Apostle Horsley and Evangelist Wonderland, for the prayer and the encouragement. And we do need to remain vigilant about the things of God and letting other people know. And we do know that there are a lot of people who are rejecting God at this time, including our families. So we just have to keep them in prayer that God will, you know, they will hear God's voice and make a change and come on into the kingdom. So we're grateful for that. And as I heard Evangelist one fires up there in Canada, I mean, there's a whole lot of states being affected negatively by this smoke. And some of my relatives are up there, and I know you may have some relatives up there, but it doesn't matter whether your relative is there or not, or just people who are in this area. Sounds like it's a very serious situation where they're telling people not to even go outside if you don't have to. So we just want to keep that in prayer, that God will help those fires to end, and that the smoke will not continue to travel, that it will go out to sea. I mean, it can be, God can help that to happen. I also want to pray for Sister Gladys. She needs healing in her body, so we'll just keep her in prayer this morning. Also want to just continue to pray for our children who are out of school for the summer. Most of them have finished their program for this year. So just pray for their protection and that they will do something constructive and productive this summer. Amen. And certain ones just need extra prayer because they seem to be, I know one of my grandsons, he seems to be drawn to the wrong crowd. That's Benjamin. So just pray that he will make some good decisions as he's preparing to go back to school while he's in the summertime, that he will begin to think about his way and how he has acted during the course of this past year, that he will do better. Concerning schooling. Also, just, you know, keep me in prayer, too. I'm feeling better each day, but I just want this thing, whatever it is, to be completely out of my body. I'm just glad that these prayers have gone up already and that things are getting better for me. Amen. So.
Amen.
Amen. So, anybody else, if you have a prayer request, praise report, anything you want to share this morning, you can do so at this time.
Good morning. This is Chris.
Good morning.
I just stand in agreement praying for you, Sister Darlene, that you feel better, and praying for the youth.
Amen.
Good morning. Hello, good morning. Sister Lucinda here. I'm in agreement with these prayers, and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Sister Lucinda.
Good morning. Pastor Scholastica here, listening in agreement, and thank you for the word and the prayers that have gone out. You all have a blessed day.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Scholastica.
Good morning. This is Sister Mir, and I just thank God for the word, prayers, and the words of encouragement and testimonies. Would like prayer for my friend Brenda B, and continue to pray for Brenda Jones this morning. Thank you.
Good morning. This is Teresa. Good morning, everyone. I was just wanting prayer for my daughter. She was just diagnosed yesterday with the flu. So just praying for her complete healing as well as bondage, Darlene bondage, agreement with your healing as well.
Sister Teresa, what is your daughter's first name?
Zoe Todd.
Yvonne, okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. This is Sister Sheila. I just want to say good morning to everyone. Have a great day. Stay prayed up.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Sheila. Okay. All right. If we don't have any other requests or praise reports, I'm going to come on in and say these prayers over these requests. And also, of course, if you thought of anything while we are praying, just go ahead and put it out there. God knows. So let us pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you this morning once again for the opportunity
God,
to come.
Oh, God,
we thank
you.
By your Spirit, God, by your power, God.
Amen.
We
lift
the
prayer
of
God.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus,
Lord God. God, touch the respiratory system, O Lord God. Bugs and that in the body, O Lord God. Drive it out, O Lord God. Lord God, help the young people, O Lord God, to choose better friends, O Lord God, that are walking in the light, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We know that there's not anything too hard for you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God, and we praise you, O God. Strengthen even my body right now. In the name of Lord God. You travel in mercy, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. O Lord God, back and forth to work, O Lord God. Doctor's appointments, O Lord God. Come to mind right now, O Lord God, we ask that you bless. Thank you, God, and we praise you, O Lord God. How we love you, O Lord God. Just bless us spiritually, financially, O Lord God. God bless you, look your life, the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, on the highway. Pastor Bertha Jones, O Lord God, and Pastor Jones, O Lord God, Pastor Jackson, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, moving by your spirit, God, and by your power, O Lord God, we thank you, God, for what you're doing right now, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, let the wind shift, O Lord God, let the rain douse out the power, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, Lord God, protect your people, O Lord God, that has to breathe in that ear, O Lord God, that's on the way to work, O Lord God, Lord God, send your head to protection, O Lord God, for your glory, for your honor, Lord God, Lord God, we need you, every available soldier, every Christian, O Lord God, every blood-washed Christian, O Lord God, them on the battlefield, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, moving by your spirit, God, moving by your power, God, in the name of Jesus, God, thank you, God, and we praise you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, church everywhere right now. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you,
God. Oh God,
it's too hard for you to do. And so, Lord, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you honor for all that you have done and what you're yet getting ready to do. Exceedingly and abundantly. Above what we shall ever ask for, according to the power that's working within us. Thank you, Jesus. Have your way. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way,
Jesus. Bring healing, Lord God. Oh, God, we pray for you, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. Touch your body, healer, Lord God. Sister Jamie, Lord God. Touch your body, healer, in the name of Jesus. Touch your body right now, God. Oh, God, pray for Angela's mind, Lord God. Ross, mind, Lord God. God, they are with the mind of Christ as it is in Christ Jesus, in the name of Jesus, oh God.
God, by your power, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God. We praise you, God.
In you, so, Lord God. God, keep us faithful, Lord God. As they are out of the Spirit, oh Lord God, doing unsupervised, oh God. Cover them with the blood of Jesus, oh Lord God. Keep them covered, Lord God. Keep them safe,
in the name.
Lord God.
In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, God. We praise you, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. And we bless your name today, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. That thou wilt have mercy, O Lord God, upon us, O Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name, God. That you would move by your spirit, O Lord God, and by your power, Lord God. Realizing, O Lord God, that there's nothing too difficult for you, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Bless each and everyone, O Lord God, upon every prayer request, O Lord God. Strengthen the borders, O Lord God, and we are here, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So we thank you, God, and we praise you, O Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, O Lord God. Continue to bless, O Lord God. Continue to strengthen, O Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name, O Lord God. Hallelujah. God, all that are in the hospital, O Lord God, all that needs a touch right now, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Those that are homeless, O Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Those that are suffering with mental illnesses, O Lord God, just touch right now. In Jesus' mighty name, God, we give you the honor, the glory, the praise, O Lord God. We thank you for this time, O Lord God. We thank you for this hour. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, thank you. Hallelujah. Yes, so to call the Lord our son, and I call your see God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Now I'll say amen. I'm set myself in agreement. Amen and amen again.
Praise the Lord once again, thanking God for these prayers that just went up. We know that prayers make a difference. So we will not give up our prayer position. We have been here for such a time as this. And we do appreciate the word that came. Once again, we appreciate that. If you will not go, you can always go back in and listen. At the end of the broadcast, there is a way to get back into the station to hear it. So we're just so grateful today for today. And this morning, I'm just thanking God for the fact that he, you know, he's brought me through this situation that I'm in. But I know that the Lord is the one who we can depend on. You know, many times we go through trials so that we can see, so that God can see if we're truly dependent on him or if we know who he is and know that we can come to him. You know, we know that we have him available to us 24 hours a day. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter who you are. All you have to do is call on Jesus, and we know that he will hear and answer the prayers that we are praying each and every day. And when you're in your own private time, please keep everybody in prayer. You know, call up the names of those who are on the prayer line, people in your sphere of influence, your family members, people on your job. There's a lot of people on the job who need to be healed mentally, physically. There are people who are there even right now contemplating suicide. So we will continue to pray that God will keep that demonic spirit at bay and stop it before too many more people will take their lives. There are a lot of people who are very despondent right now, and we believe that God is there for them. So many people just need to turn to God and see God do some work in their lives. Amen. So this morning we're near the top of the hour of power of prayer, and I decree this morning that we cover each and every one of our prayers with the blood of Jesus, the prayers and the praises with the blood of Jesus. And I decree this morning that we will continue to walk by faith and not by sight. I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that all the evil words that have been spoken against us, we reject them. They will not come to pass. We send them back to the sender. In fact, what the enemy meant for evil shall turn out for our good. We are covered by the blood of, I decree today that our families are covered by the blood of Jesus. And we do have on the whole armor of God. I decree that we speak to every mountain in our lives and command it to be removed and cast into the sea. I decree that every evil mountain hear the voice of the Lord and be removed in the name of Jesus. I decree today that we speak to every financial mountain to be removed from our lives in the name of Jesus. I decree that we have more than enough and that we are the lender and not the borrower in Jesus' name. I decree that we are blessed and cannot be cursed, and we will continue to resist the devil and he flees from us in Jesus' name. I decree today that the Lord teaches our hands to war and our fingers to fight in Jesus' name. I decree today that the Lord delivers us from our strong enemy, from them that are too strong for us, because he's there for us. I decree today that we break and disannul all ungodly covenants made with the idols or demons by our ancestors in the name of Jesus. We just thank God today for everybody who's here, and I want you to know that I love you, and I thank you for loving me back. Thank you for loving yourself. It is important that you love yourself, your family, your friends, and even your foes. We will love people into the kingdom in the name of Jesus. So everybody, let us go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carol Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carol Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.